flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. Chideva Dehastu Chideva Loka Chideva Bhutani Chidindriyani Karta Chidanta Karanam Chideva Chideva Sarvam Paramartha Rupam. The body, the worlds, the beings, the organs of sense, the doer, the internal organ, everything. The supreme aim is consciousness alone. Chideva sarvam paramartha rupam. Everything is one infinite consciousness. A man was caught fishing at a prohibited area. The police caught the man and after seeing the police, the man dropped the fish. The police asked, "What are you doing?" And the man said, "I am teaching fish how to swim." Now, fish don't need any teachings. It is their nature to swim. You are the part of the Supreme Consciousness. To flow is your nature. Bliss is your daily habit. You don't have to learn to be blissful. Love is in your very blood. You don't need anything. The entire consciousness is an uninterrupted flow. And when you move with that consciousness, nothing can impede you. All the impediments, they go away. The entire spirituality has come back to your natural nature of flowing, of moving, of being one with that ultimate source whence you came. It's in flowing that we realize who we are and what we have to do. Today's Murli is very short. But filled with many divine nuggets. Many secrets and beautiful words. Baba is congratulating all the children. They have crossed all the barriers, that they have broken all the bondages, and they reach their sweet home. The goal is to become burden-free. And burdens are self-generated and self-created. Our very nature is freedom. The bondages, the chains, they are artificial. So Baba said, think of the bondages. Think of the chains. Think of all the prison you are in. And you have broken free of all those. And came to your sweet home. Reflect on this bondage-free life. Because multiple times Baba has said, bondage is sorrow. A child psychologist was asked, what do you think is the problem with a child? What do you think? A child suffers from fears, hesitations. Or whatever issues a child faces. What do you think is the main cause? And he gave a very surprising answer. He said, mother. Motherly love is most celebrated in this world. But somehow she becomes the cause of many fears and hesitations and dependency. Her attachment becomes a barrier in a child's path. When you are attached to someone and they move away, it breaks your heart. All attachments ultimately lead to sorrow. to live life in a way where we remain unattached to persons, objects, things, riches is quite tough, seems impractical. But when you put your trust into the One who is above all, the path becomes simple. So today's task is to think of such barriers, such bondages that you crossed and then you came here. If I have crossed these barriers, then the existing barriers are nothing. And life is a series of challenges. Life is a battery of new happenings. I change my mindset and I think of them as something that helps me grow. They are the catalyst for my growth. So I don't fear challenges, no problems, no circumstances, the onslaughts of Maya. Because everything comes to me as a teacher. I'm a small child sitting at the feet of these challenges, and I learn, I grow. I grow in the canopy of challenges. I am safe when there are dangers around. The path of a hero is the path of revolution. Baba said, look into the mirror of knowledge and see how much transition has happened. If meditation is the flight, what are the connecting stations? Angel and deity and Brahmin, look at this transition. Angel is here and now. The one who is light, the one who is compassionate, the one who is filled with love, the one who is magnanimous. Situations are challenging, people are challenging, and yet to keep oneself above everything. Is to become an angel. To see into the mirror of knowledge. Where do you stand? Baba talked about a garland. Baba keeps on singing. Seeing and listening to the songs, we can create a garland of gratitude. How Baba helped me in many situations of life, and how I should be thankful to him. Thanks that he selected me for the divine task. He found me capable, eligible for this grand mammoth task. He pulled me out from this worldly quagmire. He made me sit on his heart throne. He brought about such a great transformation, a sea change, a spiritual metamorphosis. in my life, what I was and what I am now, where I was going and where I have reached now. What divinity, what grandeur, what majesty, what freedom, what joy, what bliss, what service, what satisfaction I enjoy now. And look at the world and the worldly men. They are lost in their worldliness, in their materialism. Such a life of greatness, such a life of freedom, where your very existence has become a benediction for the world. Your very presence is a fragrance. Baba said, Baba has come to take fragrance from you, spiritual roses. Baba has come to see this picture of you, fortunate children. Baba has come to give you multi-million times congratulations. Padma Padam Mubarak. For breaking free of all the bondages. You have earned God's love. You have earned His blessings. You are not ordinary. He has selected you from the crowd of this world. He saw your spiritual caliber. He saw your spiritual history. Now you are the part of the spiritual orchestra. You are the flute. You are the drum. You are the song. You are the lyrics. You are the guitar of this divine symphony. You are the river, you are the mountain, you are the sky of the spiritual map. So think of the points you should be grateful to Him. He is the Savior who saved you from falling into the dungeon of this world. So be grateful to the Savior. So create a garland, Geetamala. Baba is listening to this garland. He is seeing and is listening. So your heart should keep on singing the praises, the glories, the eulogies, the song of gratefulness, the song of gratitude, the song of joy, the song of bliss. No more the song of complaining. The grumpy soul can design a card where this is written and distribute. And most important, one father and none other. This statement can become a healing affirmation. Healing happens with thoughts. The deepest healing is with your subconscious mind. You can create powerful thoughts, and powerful thoughts lead to powerful healing. When body gets diseased, even thoughts get diseased. Heal the thoughts and the body starts healing. The healing of the body starts with a thought. I am whole. I am healthy. I enjoy radiant health. God's help, Baba's help, Baba's power, Baba's love, Baba's remembrance is making me healthy, hale and hearty. I am infused with divine strength. His rays, His powers, His love, His remembrance, His canopy, His company, are the healing modalities of my life. I heal my body, I heal my mind, I heal my thoughts, I heal my emotions. Everything with this spiritual prescription. So convert godly versions into healing statements. They will heal because these words are touched by the divine. They are enchanted. They carry esoteric, divine magic. These are magical words, and Baba is magician, the divine healer. And every soul needs healing because the soul is wounded, because the soul is hurt, traumatized, pulverized. Decimated by situations, persons, by a repeated encounter with Maya, by emergence of previous old sanskaras. So every soul needs healing. And Murli is the healing balm. Murli is the divine analgesic. Om Shanti.